Senate Special Committee on Budget to order, May 27, 2005. Got a few budgets to go through here. Some of our members are sick or had some real serious issues back in the district, so we gave them the opportunity to take care of those. I appreciate everyone else being here so we can conduct business. Let's start with Senate Bill 5588, Bureau of Labor and Industry. Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5588 is the budget bill for the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The Bureau ensures compliance with state laws relating to apprenticeship, wages and hours worked, terms and conditions of employment, and the rights of workers and citizens to equal and non-discriminatory treatment. The Bureau is primarily funded with general fund. The department receives other fund revenues from assessments on public works contracts, technical assistance fees, and contracts with other governmental entities. Federal funds are received for civil rights enforcement activities. The Bureau also manages the wage security fund that is used to pay final wages for employees whose employers cease operations and default on final paychecks. The wage security fund comes from a diversion of 0.3% of unemployment insurance taxes in the last quarter of each odd-numbered year. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $20,639,575, including $11.4 million general fund, $5.6 million other funds, $1.4 million federal funds, $2.6 million in the non-limited wage security fund, and 108 FTE. Budget adjustments include an other funds package that adds one position to provide technical assistance to employers, an other funds package that adds one position to address prevailing wage investigation workload, standard deductions totaling $100,939 total funds for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, and a reduction of $77,949 general fund in services and supplies. The subcommittee approved a budget note directing the Bureau to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on prevailing wage workload. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee can recommend that the Emergency Board add staffing if needed to address the workload. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5588 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Senator Nelson is a no. Okay. Anything else? Anyone else? Very good. Budget's approved. Senate Bill 5591, Health Licensing Office, Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, Senate Bill 5591 is the budget bill for the Health Licensing Office. Established in 1999 as a consumer protection agency, the agency is responsible for licensing and regulation of 9 health-related professions. The agency is funded entirely with other funds revenue. Major revenue sources include application, examination, and license fees. The Education Subcommittee approved a budget of $5,043,894.27 FTE. The Subcommittee approved a one-time increase to expand online and e-commerce services, approved increased funding to transition to a national examination for cosmetology, and approved the reclassification of 3 positions. The approved budget also restores administrative support for the Board of Athletic Trainers and includes several technical adjustments. The subcommittee approved 4 of the agency's 8 performance measures. 3 measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and 1 measure was replaced with 2 new standard customer service measures. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5591 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. The good Senator Gordley to take the Senate Bill 5592, Health Licensing Office Fee Bill, please.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5592 ratifies fees approved by the 2003 Legislative Assembly and implemented administratively by the Health Licensing Office. The bill includes the establishment of an electrologist facility license to cover the cost of inspections and an increase in the cosmetology late renewal fee. The 2005-2007 budget for the Health Licensing Office assumes continuation of these fees which are expected to generate approximately $156,000. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5592 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I would just point out that those last two ponies were read with exceptional passion, articulation, and diction, as opposed to the pony that was read, you know, to begin our session today.
Now be careful you're sitting next to you, Senator. Senate Bill.
I got the space here. Thank you, Jackie, for being gone.
Senate Bill 5596, Board of Clinical Social Workers. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought that the good senator from Tumalo was going to say something about the reader of the next three.
You're not finished yet.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 5596 is the budget bill for the Board of Clinical Social Workers. The board oversees a voluntary licensing program for individuals who want to use the title Licensed Clinical Social Worker. The agency is funded by revenue generated from application and license fees. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education approved another funds budget of $569,955 and three positions, 2.5 FTE. The approved budget provides a small increase to address increased operating costs and reclassifies two part-time positions. The budget is funded by the continuation of fee increases implemented during the current biennium and an additional renewal fee increase to be implemented administratively during the 2005-2007 biennium. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's five performance measures. One performance measure was deleted with direction for the agency to keep it internally, and one measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. I move Senate Bill 5596 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5597, Board of Clinical Social Workers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5597 ratifies the fee increase approved by the 2003 Legislative Assembly and implemented administratively by the Board of Clinical Social Workers in 2004. The fees had been temporarily reduced to bring the agency's cash balance down to a more reasonable level. The increase restored the fees to their 1997-1999 levels. The 2005-2007 budget for the Board of Clinical Social Workers assumes continuation of these fees, which are expected to generate approximately $122,000. I move Senate Bill 5597 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5598, Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. Senator Gordley, please.
Again, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5598 is the budget bill for the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. The board oversees a voluntary licensing program for individuals who want to use the title of Licensed Professional Counselor or Licensed Marriage and Family Therapist. The agency is funded by revenue generated from application and license fees. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education approved an other funds budget of $551,744 and three positions for making for two FTE. The approved budget maintains current program levels, provides for the ongoing cost of a new licensing system approved by the Emergency Board in January 2005, and reclassifies two part-time positions. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's eight performance measures. Four measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and one measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. I move Senate Bill 5598 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I would just like to thank you for the record, compliment the three boards that we're approving this afternoon, the Board of Clinical Social Workers, the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, and the Board of Psychologist Examiners. All of these boards have been working together in a collaboration, very positive collaboration, to develop a standard for cultural competency in the profession. And the work that is going forward is going forward with the spirit of, again, a spirit of collaboration and a quality of joint leadership that I just think needs to be noted on the record. And again, commend you for the work that has been done and look forward to hearing about your results as we go forward. And representatives from those boards that are in the audience. Thank you for your work.
We agree. Thank you very much. Further discussion? Objections? Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 5599, Board of Psychologists Examiner. Senator Nelson, please.
Senate Bill 5599 is a budget bill for the State Board of Psychologists Examiners. The board regulates the practice of psychology in Oregon through examination, licensing, and disciplinary programs. Agency is funded by revenue generated from licensing, application, examination fees. Joint Ways and Means Committee on Education approved and other funds budget of $703,707 and three FTEs. The subcommittee approved increasing the board's part-time investigators to full-time to ensure the timely investigation of complaints. The approved budget also includes several technical adjustments. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's eight performance measures. Four were deleted with direction of the agency to keep three of them internally. Two new standard customer service measures were added, and the performance budget for complaint investigations was increased. I move Senate Bill 5599 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 467 relating to summer lunch programs. Senator Depp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 467 requires the Department of Education to reimburse school districts, government agencies, and community groups for lunches served during the summer as part of a food service program or national school lunch program. Reimbursement is set at 5 cents for every lunch provided under eligible programs. The 5 cents is in addition to the federal meal reimbursement for lunches served in summer programs. The bill appropriates $150,000 general fund to the department for grants to reimburse lunch providers. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 467 be reported out due pass.
Any discussion? Yes, Senator Devlin.
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, two items. One, if you do your math on the $150,000 at 5 cents, it means that 3 million lunches will be served to needy Oregon children over the next two summers. And the second thing is, per our previous discussion, if I could be the carrier to the floor of this, I'm simply going to do the financials, and the co-carrier should be Senator Deckert. He is going to do the impact on this in terms of the impact on Oregon's children, and he will be the one to close also.
As long as the Ways and Means person is running the bill, that's fine. We'll talk about the closure, though, a little bit later.
Okay.
That's fine. Any objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Thank you all for your attendance. Appreciate it very much. Good work. Very, very good work. We are adjourned. Well,